Go ahead.
How did that compare to the textbook win?
Well, you know, I liked the way we were prepared to play. I thought for the kind of game it was. The game changed at 3-0 a little bit. They had some real good chances there. Their game changed a little bit. I don't know that we picked up on that. But based on the two games we played prior with Edmonton, I'm happy with the way we played. It wasn't perfect, but you know, we're scratching and clawing right now.
Opportunity to get the 2-0 goal by Stempniak. I think all the goals tonight, when you look at it, just nice work by going to the net.
Yeah, taking pucks to the net. I like their line tonight. I thought both the wingers, Jimmy Slater's played some pretty fine hockey for us, especially on the penalty kill, which was really good tonight. But both of those wingers were going a little better tonight, and I like their game.
Anything about what happened to Blake Buehler and how he is off?
He's fine. I mean, he took a puck to the mouth and all the nasty things that go with it. I don't know if I'm allowed to give out details about, you know, he took a puck to the mouth and he wasn't waiting to come back. He was getting fixed. And as soon as he was fixed, that's how long it took. As soon as he was fixed, he came back. It took a long time to get him repaired. I didn't think that we would have him back. But when a guy comes back like that and the doctor's cleared and he says he wants to play, he's willing to come out to your bench and we'll play him and we appreciate it.
Is he good tomorrow night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would we describe that as dental surgery?
No. Well, I don't know where that falls in, but if he's able to talk over the next 3 days, he can tell you what happened to him. I don't know that I should be. It's not so. I'm not hiding injuries from him. I'm not sure how much details he wants, but it was ugly.
What's it like to just see those couple power play goals go in and obviously win the special teams battle here tonight?
I like their penalty kill an awful lot. The 5-on-3 goal, you like to see. I think we've scored in our last 2 5-on-3s. We've only had 2, I think, in the last 4 months, which was good because we went a stretch without scoring. And then I didn't like big chunks of our power play. I thought it got us into trouble on the breakout late in the second period. But a good, simple, hard shot from Jay. So the numbers were right. Parts of it were real good. Penalty kill was good throughout.
And overall, thought on Pav again tonight?
Made some huge saves. He's on his game. He's sharp. Part of its preparation, he knew about the seam passes on their power play, so he got over quick on 2 or 3 of those seam passes, but he read the play, and he's been great.
Any reason why you would not play him back-to-back? He sure wants to.
Yes, there are a lot of reasons.
You excited?
I'll tell you tomorrow. Late.